今天的题目是王的审判。
Our topic today is the judgment of the king.
经文是但以理书第五章第一节到三十一节。
The scripture is Daniel 5 verses 1 to 31.
我今天请 Grace 姐妹跟我们读今天的经文，只是用中文读，你们跟英文跟着看。
Our sister Grace is going to read it today.
Grace 可以坐在那边读。
Welcome.
你知道谁是 Grace 吗？
我去念了。
好。
但以理书第五章一到三十一。伯沙撒王为他的一千大臣设摆盛宴，与这一千人对面饮酒。伯沙撒欢饮之间，吩咐人将他父尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷殿中所掠的金银器皿拿来，王与大臣、皇后、妃嫔好用这器皿饮酒。于是他们把耶路撒冷上耶路撒冷上帝殿库房上帝殿库房中所掠的金器皿拿来，王和大臣、皇后、妃嫔就用这器皿饮酒。他们饮酒赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神。当时忽有人的指头显出，在王宫与灯台相对的粉墙上写字。王看见写字的指头，就变了脸色，心意惊惶，腰背好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰，大声吩咐将用法术的和加勒底人并关照的领进来，对巴比伦的哲士说，谁能读这文字把讲解告诉我，他必身穿紫袍，项带金链，在我国中位列第三。于是王的一切哲士都进来，却不能读那文字，也不能把讲解告诉王。伯沙撒王就甚惊惶，脸色改变，他的大臣也都惊奇。太后因王和他大臣所说的话，就进入宴宫说，愿王万岁，你心意不要惊惶，脸面不要变色。在你国中有一人，他里头有圣灵的灵，有神圣的灵。你父在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。你父尼布甲尼撒王就是王的父，立他为术士，用法术的和加勒底人并关照的领袖。在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦，视谜语，解疑惑。这人名叫但以理，尼布甲尼撒王又称他为伯提沙撒。现在可以召他来，他必解明这意思。但以理就被领到王前。王问但以理说，你是被掳之犹大人中的但以理吗？就是我父王从犹大掳来的吗？我听说你里头有神的灵，心中光明，又有聪明和美好的智慧。现在哲士和用法术的都领到我面前，为叫他们读这文字把讲解告诉我，无奈他们都不能把讲解说出来。我听说你善于讲解，能解疑惑，现在你若能读这文字把讲解告诉我， 就必身穿紫袍，项带金链，在我国中位列第三。但以理在王面前回答说，你的赠品可以归你自己，你的赏赐可以归给别人，我却要为王读这文字，把讲解的告诉王。王啊，至高的上帝曾将国位、大权、荣耀、威严赐予你父尼布贾尼撒，因上帝所赐他的大权，各方各国各族的人都在他面前战尽恐惧，他可以随意生杀，随意升降，但他心高气傲，灵也刚愎，甚至行事狂傲，就被革去王位，夺去荣耀，他被赶出离开世人，他的心便如兽心，与野驴同居，吃草如牛，身被天路滴湿。等他知道至高的上帝在人的国中掌权，凭自己的意志立人治国，伯沙撒呀，你是他的儿子，你虽知道这一切，你心仍不自卑，竟向天上的主自高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前，你和大臣、皇后、妃嫔用这器皿饮酒，你又赞美那不能看、不能听、无知无识、金银铜铁木石所造的神，却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息、管理你一切行动的上帝。因此从上帝那里显出指头来写这文字，所写的文字是米尼、米尼、提克勒、乌法而新。讲解是这样，米尼就是上帝已经数算你国的年日到此为毕，提克勒就是你被称在天平里显出你的亏欠，昆勒斯就是你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。伯沙撒下令人就把紫袍给但以理穿上，把金链给他戴在颈项上，又传令使他在国中位列第三。当夜加勒底王伯沙撒被杀，马代人大利乌年62岁娶了加勒底国。
好，谢谢 Grace。
Thank you。
那么1912年4月10号 Titanic 是一大很大的一个游船。
On April 10th, 1912, the Titanic, which was a big luxury liner,
离开英国的 Southampton, 开往美国的纽约。
It left Southampton in England to sail to America.
那么这艘游船是当时世界上最大而且最豪华的一艘游船。
At that time, this passenger ship was the biggest and most luxurious in the world.
而船可以容纳这个2200位的乘客。
The ship could accommodate 2,200 passengers.
一号位的这个票价是美金4700块钱。
A first class ticket cost $4,700.
等于今天大概是5万美元。
That's about $50,000 in today's money.
那么这艘船不只是最大最豪华的。
Not only was this boat the biggest and the most luxurious,
而且被看为是最安全的游船。
It was also seen as the safest.
那么因着这个缘故，船上只预备了20只这个救生船。
Because of this, they only prepared 20 lifeboats.
那么这些救生船只能够容纳 一半的乘客。
This amount of lifeboats could only accommodate about half of the passengers on board.
因着这艘游船被看为是最安全的游船。
Because the ship was seen as the safest.
因此没有必要预备这么多的救生船。
There is no need to prepare so many lifeboats.
越多的救生船就减少船上这个乘客的容量。
The more lifeboats would mean fewer passengers could be carried on the boat.
Titanic 这艘游船离开英国。
When the Titanic left England,
四天之后晚上11:40。
Four days later at 11:40 p.m.
跟一座流冰相撞。
It hit an iceberg.
相撞的时候发出一个响声。
At the time of the collision, there was a big sound.
船身被撞破。
The body of the ship had been breached.
冰冷的海水就涌进这个船里。
And the icy seawater was pouring in.
船上只有20只救生船。
There were only 20 lifeboats on board.
不能够容纳所有的乘客。
And they couldn't accommodate everybody.
只有一部分的乘客能够上这个救生船。
Only a portion of the passengers could get on a lifeboat.
然后虽然每一个乘客都有这个救生衣。
And although every passenger had a life vest.
但是这个救生衣不一定能够保住他们的生命。
But the life vest couldn't save their lives.
因为海水实在是太冷了。
Because the water was so icy.
不被淹死也会被冻死。
If they didn't drown, they would freeze to death.
所以当这个 Titanic 往海沉下的时候
So as the Titanic was sinking,
那么有一个身在救生船的人说
There was a person on one of the lifeboats who said,
我看见游船上还有很多很多的人
I saw that there were still many, many people left on board the ship.
我隔天早上 Titanic 这艘游船终于沉到海里去了。
The next morning, the Titanic finally sank underneath the water.
那么一共有1522位乘客丧失了他们的生命。
In all, 1,522 people lost their lives.
然后得救的人只不过是705个人。
Only 705 were saved.
一艘被看为是最安全的船。
A boat that was seen as the very safest.
而且被看为是一艘不会沉下的船。
And it was seen as one that was impossible to sink.
然后终于沉到海里去了。
It finally sank beneath the waves.
那么刚才我们所看那段经文谈到古代历史里面也有一个类似的一个故事。
The verses we just looked at tell a similar story from ancient times.
然后这件事情发生在古代的巴比伦王国。
This happened in the ancient kingdom of Babylon.
那么这张经文刚才我们所看的提到一位王他的名字叫做波沙沙王。
These verses talk about a king named Belshazzar.
然后当尼布加尼撒王去世之后
After King Nebuchadnezzar had died.
他的王位曾经被四个人继承过。
The kingship was inherited by four people.
然后波沙沙王是巴比伦王国最后的一位王。
Belshazzar was the last king of Babylon.
然后他继承了尼布加尼撒王所留下来的王位。
He inherited the kingship that Nebuchadnezzar had left.
然后当时巴比伦王国可以说一个没有敌对的一个王国。
At that time, you could say that Babylon was a kingdom that could not be conquered.
那么在巴比伦这个尼布加尼撒王的统治之下，巴比伦成为一个非常强盛的一个王国。
Under the rule of King Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon became very prosperous and powerful.
然后上个星期我曾经讲过，巴比伦城是当时世界七大奇观之一。
Last week I mentioned that Babylon was one of the seven wonders of the world at that time.
好像尼布加尼撒王一样，波波沙王也认为他的王国是没有的敌对的。
Just like Nebuchadnezzar, King Belshazzar believed that his kingdom could not be defeated.
但是波沙沙王比尼布加尼撒王更糟糕。
But Belshazzar was a much worse king than Nebuchadnezzar.
他没有把但以理的神放在眼中。
He didn't care anything about Daniel's God.
然后他在他所谓大臣所摆设那个宴席中
And he was holding a feast for his nobles.
然后他把尼布加尼撒王从耶路撒冷拿回来那些金银这个器皿用来饮酒。
During the feast, he used the gold and silver vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the kingdom, from the temple in Jerusalem to drink wine.
尼布加尼撒王从来不敢用这些金银的器皿。
Nebuchadnezzar had never dared to use these vessels.
但是波沙沙王王后和这些妃嫔却利用这些器皿来饮酒。
But Belshazzar, his wives and his concubines used these sacred vessels to drink wine.
不止用这些器皿来饮酒。
Not only did they use these to drink wine.
我同时还敬拜人手所造的偶像。
They also were worshipping idols that people had created.
我在这个宴会当中，他们放纵他们的肉体的情欲。
At this feast, they were indulging all their physical lusts.
我当这个宴会进行的时候。
As this feast was going on,
那么根据圣经的记载
according to the Bible's record,
那么城外有这个马代人还有这个波斯人的军队在驻营
The armies of the Medes and Persians were outside the city gathering.
那么城外所发生的事情波沙沙王他都知道
What was happening outside the city was known to Belshazzar.
那么但是他却存着一个自高自信的一个态度
But he still kept a very arrogant attitude.
他认为马代波斯人不能够进攻到城里
He believed that the Medes and Persians would not be able to attack and enter the city.
因为这个城有300尺的高度
Because this city had walls that were 300 feet tall.
而且城墙上有不少的那些守卫的高塔
And the top of the wall had some so-called defense towers.
而且有这个守卫在把守
And there were men protecting.
况且城里面有足够的食物还有水足够使用20年
Moreover, the city had enough food and water for 20 years.
然后可能是城里面有足够的水来种植这个食物吧。
And it may be that there was enough water to grow food inside the city.
然后就好像这个 Titanic 这个游船一样。
It's just like the Titanic.
波沙沙王认为这个城是不会被人进攻进来的。
Belshazzar believed that this city, just like the Titanic, was invulnerable.
而波沙沙王除了对这不能进攻的巴比伦城充满了信心。
Belshazzar was full of faith that Babylon was invulnerable.
他也没有把尼布加尼撒王所经历过的事情放在自己的心里面。
And he also did not learn from the experience of Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布加尼撒王因为自己的成就感到很骄傲。
Nebuchadnezzar was very proud of his success.
神因此使到他失去了他的王位。
So God caused him to lose his kingship.
而且被赶出这个王宫。
He was cast out of the palace.
与这个田里的野兽一同居住。
And had to live with the wild beasts of the field.
那么这些所发生的事情波沙沙王他知道。
Belshazzar knew all of these things that had happened.
就如第22节第23节记载。
Just as it's recorded in verses 22 and 23.
他说波沙沙王啊你是他的儿子你虽知道这一切你心乃不自卑竟向天上的主至高使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前你和大臣王后惠宾惠嫔用这器皿饮酒
Yet you his son Belshazzar have not humbled your heart even though you knew all this but you have exalted yourself against the Lord of heaven and they have brought the vessels of his house before you and you and your nobles your wives and your concubines have been drinking wine from them
所以波沙沙王却没有把尼布加尼撒王所发生在他身上的事情留在他的心里面
So Belshazzar did not learn this lesson from what happened to Nebuchadnezzar
他不止没有把这件事情留在心里面他也没有谦卑在神的面前
Not only did he not learn his lesson, but he also didn't humble himself before God.
他藐视耶和华。
He offended Jehovah God.
把这个从圣殿里面拿回来的器皿用来饮酒，而且还敬拜人所造的这个偶像。
He used these sacred vessels from the temple to drink wine, and he worshipped idols made by human hands.
所以正当他们在庆祝欢乐的时候。
So just as they were at their feast.
我们根据这个第五节第六节的记载。
According to what's recorded in verses 5 and 6.
那么当时户有人的指头显出在王宫的以灯台相对的粉墙上写字。王看见写字的指头就变了脸色，心里惊慌，腰骨好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰。
Suddenly the fingers of a man's hand emerged and began writing opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the back of the hand that did the writing. Then the king's face grew pale and his thoughts alarmed him, and his hip joints went slack and his knees began knocking together.
那么因此王就吩咐这些术士加勒底人到前来为他解释墙上的字。
So the king called for his conjurers and his Chaldeans to come in and explain the writing on the wall.
但是这些术士加勒底人没有办法解释。
But the conjurers and Chaldeans were not able to explain it.
然后使他王感到非常的害怕。
And the king was extremely afraid.
他的脸色也变了。
He became pale.
然后连在被邀请来的大臣都感觉到非常的惊慌。
And all of the nobles who were assembled there were alarmed.
然后他们到底是发生了什么事情？
And they wondered what had happened.
然后事情的发生，这个太后也听到。
What had happened reached the ears of the king's mother.
太后就是王的母亲。
The queen was the king's mother.
然后她就立刻赶到现场。
She immediately came to the scene.
然后她就这么说。
And she said this.
她说燕王万岁，你心里不要惊慌，脸色不要变色。
O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts alarm you or your face be pale.
在你国中有一人，他里头有圣神的灵，你父在他在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。
There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of your father, illumination, insight, and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him.
你父尼布加尼撒王就是王的父，立他为术士，用法术和加勒底人必关照的领袖。
And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, appointed him chief of the magicians, conjurers, Chaldeans, and diviners.
在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识，聪明，能圆梦，是谜语，解疑惑。
This was because an extraordinary spirit, knowledge and insight, interpretation of dreams, explanation of enigmas, and solving of difficult problems.
这人叫但以理，尼布加尼撒王又称他为波提沙萨，现在可以召他来。他必解明这意思。
We're found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Let Daniel now be summoned, and he will declare the interpretation.
所以王立刻的把但以理叫来。
So the king immediately called Daniel.
他对他说：“我听说你善于讲解，能解疑惑。现在你若能读字文字，把讲解告诉我，你就必身穿紫袍。”景象精炼，在我国中列第三。
And he said to Daniel, But I personally have heard about you, that you are able to give interpretations and solve difficult problems. Now, if you are able to read the inscription and make its interpretation known to me, you will be clothed with purple and wear a necklace of gold around your neck, and you will have authority as the third ruler in the kingdom.
但是但以理对王说。
But Daniel said to the king,
你的珍品可以归你自己。你的赏赐可以归给别人，我却要为王读字文字，把讲解告诉王。
Keep your gifts for yourself, or give your rewards to someone else. However, I will read the inscription to the king and make the interpretation known to him.
但以理是一个正直不贪婪的人。
Daniel was an upright man, and he was not greedy.
么他愿意为王解释这些文字，但他不要王的真品。
He was willing to interpret the words for the king, but he didn't want the reward.
一般的人可能认为但以理这么笨。
Most people might wonder why Daniel was so foolish.
这么好的机会都不要。
He had such a great opportunity, why didn't he want it?
我们在现今的政治圈子里面，好像但以理的人非常的难找。
In political circles today, people like Daniel are very difficult to find.
其实但以理的品格，他的榜样是所有的政治人物应当学习的。
Daniel's character and example are something that all politicians should learn from.
也是我们应当学习的。
And we should too.
那么墙上那边讲到有这个指头在写字。
And it was said that the words on the wall were written by a finger.
那么除了但以理书第五章谈到这个指头。
In addition to Daniel 5 talking about a finger.
我们在出埃及记第八章十九节也谈到这个指头。
Exodus 8:19 also mentions a finger.
行法术的对法老说，这是神的手段。法老心里刚硬，不肯听摩西、亚伦，正如耶和华所说的。
Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them as the Lord had said.
所以神的手段在英文的翻译是 the finger of God.
Then the English translation is a little different. It says the finger of God.
同时在出埃及记31章18节也这么说。
In Exodus 31:18 it also says,
而耶和华在西乃山和摩西说了这话，就把两块法板交给他。是神用指头写的石板。
When he had finished speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written by the finger of God.
所以神用他的指头，把这个十诫写在石板上。
God used his finger to write the Ten Commandments on the stone tablets.
所以当这个法利赛人跟文士把一个行淫的妇人带到主耶稣的面前的时候，
And when the Pharisees and scribes brought the woman caught in adultery before Jesus,
问耶稣说该怎么处理这个妇人。
They asked Jesus, "How should we deal with this woman?"
然后主耶稣没有回答他们。
Jesus didn't answer them.
根据圣经的记载说。
But according to the Bible's record, it says.
耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上写字。
But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground.
那么神的指头写字的时候是要传达他的信息。
When God uses his finger to write, he wants to convey a message.
所以当神的指头在波沙沙王宫的墙上写字的时候。
So when God's finger was writing on the wall of Belshazzar's palace.
目的就是要传达他的审判。
His objective was to convey his judgment.
这些字就是要王知道这个审判将要临到巴比伦王国。
These words were meant to show that God's judgment would fall upon the kingdom of Babylon.
所以在但以理们还没有把这个墙上的意思讲解给这个王知道之前。
Before Daniel explained the meaning of the words written on the wall,
那他愿意王知道巴比伦过去的历史。
He wanted the king to understand the history of Babylon.
但以理本身知道这个巴比伦过去的历史。
Daniel himself knew the history of Babylon.
因为他大约14岁就来到巴比伦。
Because he had come there when he was about 14 years old.
然后现在他已经80多岁了。
And at this time he was over 80.
所以他了解过去所发生的事情。
So he really understood what had happened in the past.
然后但以理告诉波伯沙王说。
And he told Belshazzar.
是至高的王把这个王位赐给你的祖父的。
It was the Most High God who gave the kingship to your ancestor.
因为神把这个大权赐给王。
And because God had given the authority to the king.
然后尼布甲尼撒王才有这么大权力，使到各方各国，还有所有的民族能够在他的面前战战兢兢。
It was because God had given him this authority that Nebuchadnezzar had this great power, so that all places, nations, and races feared and trembled before him.
但是尼布加尼撒王有一个缺点。
But Nebuchadnezzar had a weakness.
他很骄傲。
He was very prideful.
他以自己的成就直到感到这些成就都是他自己得来的。
He believed that all his success and accomplishments were all due to himself.
所以在四章三十节这么说。
So in verse chapter four, verse thirty, it says.
这个是尼布加尼撒王所讲的。
This is Nebuchadnezzar talking.
这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？
The king reflected and said.Is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty?
所以王讲这句话显示他的骄傲还有自大。
For the king to say these words really shows his pride and arrogance.
所以在第五章二十节到二十一节说。
In chapter 5, verses 20 to 21, it says.
但他心高气傲，灵也刚复，甚至行事狂傲，就被革去王位，夺去荣耀。
But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit became so proud that he behaved arrogantly, he was deposed from his royal throne, and his glory was taken away from him.
他被赶出离开世人，他的心变如兽心，与兽、驴、虫鸡、赤草、奴牛，身被天禄、敌视等他知道。至高的神在人的国中掌权，凭自己的意志立人治国。
He was also driven away from mankind, and his heart was made like that of beasts, and his dwelling place was with the wild donkeys. He was given grass to eat like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until he recognized that the Most High God is ruler over the realm of mankind, and that he sets over it whomever he wishes.
然后但以理对王说。
And then Daniel said to the king,
波沙沙王啊，你是他的儿子，你虽知道这一切，你心乃不自卑。
Yet you, his son Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, even though you knew all this.
但以理说，虽然你知道这一切，但是你还不谦卑在神的面前。
Daniel said, even though you know all this, you still have not humbled yourself before God.
而且把你祖父从耶路撒冷拿回来那些器皿用来跟会兵还有这些大臣饮酒。
Not only that, you use the vessels that your ancestor took from the temple in Jerusalem to drink wine with your wives and concubines.
你的祖父都不敢这么做。
Your father didn't dare to do this.
你竟然这么大胆。
But you are so bold.
然后除此之外，你还跟这些人敬拜这些用手制造这些偶像。
In addition to that, you and these people are worshipping idols made by human hands.
所以但以理把这些过去的事情告诉王之后。
So after Daniel told the king all this,
他就把这墙上所写的字把它解释给王知道。
He explained the words on the wall to the king.
那么但以理对王说。
Daniel said to the king,
他说所写的文字是迷你迷你提个了乌法
Now this is the inscription that was written out. Mini, mini, tiko, ufarsin.
那么讲解是这样，迷你就是神已经数算你的国的年日，到此完毕。
This is the interpretation of the message. Mini, God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it.
那么提个乐就是你被称在天平里。显出你的规劝。
Tikal, you have been weighed on the scales and found deficient.
比勒斯就是你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。
Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given over to the Medes and Persians.
所以但以理说巴比伦王国就要灭亡了。
So Daniel said that Babylon would be destroyed.
并且会归给这个波斯马代人。
And would be given over to the Medes and the Persians.
我们但以理所说的立刻就应验了。
What Daniel said was immediately fulfilled.
那么在那个晚上这个波沙沙王被杀。
That very evening, Belshazzar was killed.
巴比伦王国归在敌人的手中。
And the kingdom was given over to their enemies.
那么这次神没有给王任何的机会。
This time, God didn't give the king any opportunity.
那么神曾经给这个尼布加尼撒王机会。
God had once given Nebuchadnezzar another chance.
然后同时他也给这个波萨萨王机会。
And he had also given Belshazzar a chance.
所以当神借着但以理警告尼布加尼撒王不要心高傲气的时候。
When God, through Daniel, warned Nebuchadnezzar not to be so proud.
那么神给他一整年的时间来悔改。
God had given him a full year to repent.
但是尼布加尼撒王没有做任何的改变。
But Nebuchadnezzar didn't make any change.
然后后来他失去了自己的王位。
And he lost his kingship.
然后这些发生的事情波沙沙王他知道。
All of these things were known to Belshazzar.
但是他没有谦卑在神的面前。
But he did not humble himself before the Lord.
那好像尼布加尼撒王他的祖父一样自高自大。
Just like his forefather Nebuchadnezzar, he was proud and arrogant.
神的忍耐有时候是有限的。
God's patience is limited.
然后最后审判临到巴比伦王国。
And in the end, his judgment fell upon Babylon.
我们在30节、31节的记载说。
According to what's recorded in verses 30 and 31.
我当夜加勒底王波沙沙王被杀，马代人大流士年62岁起了加勒帝国。
That same night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was slain. So Darius the Mede received the kingdom at about the age of 62.
那么根据古代历史的记载。
According to the historical record.
那么那天是12月2号公元前539年。
That night was October 2nd, 539 BC.
然后神借着波斯的基鲁王把巴比伦王国征服了。
And God used the Persian king Cyrus to conquer Babylon.
然后应验了先知以赛亚和耶利米所说的预言。
To fulfill the words of the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah.
我们在神的计划当中，神借着巴比伦王国来管教以色列人。
In God's plan, he had used Babylon to discipline the Israelites.
但是巴比伦王他们的做法。
But the way in which the king had done this.
把耶路撒冷的那些器皿带回巴比伦。
By taking the holy vessels from the temple.
因此使到巴比伦王国最后灭亡在神的审判中。
This caused Babylon in the end to be destroyed in God's judgment.
然后巴比伦王国的辉煌因此成为过去的历史。
And the glory of Babylon became a thing of the past.
然后神的审判记载在20节。
God's judgment is recorded in verse 20.
但他心高气傲，灵也刚复，甚至行事狂傲，就被革去王位，夺去荣耀。
But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit became so proud that he behaved arrogantly, he was deposed from his royal throne and his glory was taken away from him.
然后巴比伦王国的下场应当成为我们的警惕。
The end of the kingdom of Babylon should be a warning to all of us.
保罗在罗马书第一章第二十节、二十五节说得正好。
Paul said it perfectly in Romans chapter 1 verses 20 to 25.
我自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着他所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚荒，无知的心就昏暗了。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
自称为聪明，反成为愚处，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。仿佛被朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures.
所以神任凭他们乘坐心里的情意行行以污秽的事，以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚幻，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物之的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
尼布加尼撒王和波沙沙王知道这位创造天地万物的神。
King Nebuchadnezzar and King Belshazzar knew this God who created heaven and earth and everything in it.
他们曾经经历过这位神的所作所为。
They had experienced the works, God's works before.
但是他们没有把这位神放在心里面。
But they didn't truly believe in this God.
那反而他们自以为聪明。
They believed themselves to be smart.
去敬拜这些用人手所造的偶像。
And they worship these idols made by men.
那么因着这个缘故，神的审判临到这个王国。
Because of this, God's judgment fell upon this kingdom.
尼布加尼撒王和波沙沙王他们所经历的应当成为我们的警惕。
Everything that Belshazzar and Nebuchadnezzar experienced should be a warning for us.
我们千万不要以为自己很了不起。
We must not believe ourselves to be so wonderful.
按照自己的方法来行事。
And do things according to our own ways.
没有把这位创造天地万物的主宰放在自己的心里面。
And not putting God in the center of our hearts.
而且让他来掌管我们的生命。
And not allowing him to control everything in our lives.
那其实我们应当好像保罗在腓立比书所说的。
Actually, we should do as Paul says in Philippians.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
让我们听从神的话语。
Let us, obey God's word. Let's quiet our hearts before the Lord and think upon today's message. Yes, many times because of our accomplishments, we feel proud.
但是神要求我们要谦卑。
But God requires humility from us.
因为神是恩给谦卑的人。
Because God loves those who are humble.
他抵挡那些骄傲的人。
And he, brings down those who are proud.
愿但以理书成为我们的警惕。
May the book of Daniel become a warning for us.
因为神将会抵挡那些骄傲的人。
Because God will oppose the proud.
让我们在神的面前成为一个谦卑的人。
May we become a humble people before the Lord.
让我们学习耶稣的榜样。
Let us learn from the example of Jesus.
亲爱的父神，求你恩待我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless us.
求你帮助我们顺服在你的面前。
Help us to be obedient before you.
成为一个蒙你喜悦的人。
And be people who are pleasing to you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.